Earlier this week, the online gossip site Gawker reported that one of the GOP presidential candidates, Newt Gingrich, may have bought most of the 1.3 million followers of his Twitter account. Gingrich's campaign vigorously denies the accusation, but the controversy got us wondering if Twitter users can actually buy followers. As NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports, they sure can.
Full disclosure, I have a Twitter account. How many followers? Zero, which can make you feel a bit inadequate when you're sized up next to Twitter heavyweights like Britney Spears with 8.8 million followers, and Twitter mother monster herself, Lady Gaga, with 12.2 million. Yes, I know I'm not a pop music sensation, but even NPR's very own
I'm Scott Simon
has more than a million followers. Still, fellow lonely Twitter users, don't fret. If your tweets aren't enticing enough fans, you can always pay Jake Shinkin to do the job. Shinkin's a co-owner of Twitter1K.com, an online service that's boosted Twitter follower counts for clients ranging from social media newbies to celebrities to
major clothing lines launching a new product to Christian groups looking for a bigger outreach.
For a little less than $25, Shinkin says his company can take your Twitter follower count from zero to 1,000. His biggest complaint so far from customers who go to his company's website?
Speed. Often people think if I type in my credit card number, I can have 2,000 followers in an hour.
Shinkin says that quick of a turnaround is impossible given Twitter's spam filters, but fork over about $45 and his company will guarantee 2,000 followers in 20 to 30 days. How did they do it? Shinkin says Twitter1K.com promotes clients' Twitter accounts to other Twitter users with similar interests, with the end goal of getting them to follow their clients. If you're wondering if Shinkin's company has any competitors, there are plenty. Just Google the phrase, how to buy Twitter followers.
Here at You Social, we know the secrets to making you an overnight rock star on Twitter.
And those secrets can cost you thousands of dollars if you want to go into really big numbers of followers, say a few hundred thousand. Peter Shankman advises companies on social media strategies, and he says the secret to gathering Twitter followers en masse begins with pinpointing the most common Twitter user. You know, the one that signs up for an account and then never tweets.
People will reach out to these people and say, hey, you know, if you start following this person, I'll give you a penny. Or I'll give you a coupon. Or follow these 100 people, I'll give you a dollar. A dollar is something of value to a lot of people. So they'll say, okay, this doesn't cost me anything. Click, click, click. They follow those people.
And Shankman says that payout to followers has a payoff for the client.
You get these really, really big numbers in your Twitter follower count, but they're useless numbers. You're speaking into an open cavern and no one's listening.
Although a large Twitter follower count might catch the eye of anyone who's trying to measure popularity. Newt Gingrich recently called attention to his Twitter account, saying he has six times as many Twitter followers as all the other current GOP presidential hopefuls combined. But Shankman says numbers can be deceiving.
10 years ago, it was the number of page views you had in your website. 30 years ago, it was the subscription numbers you had or the size or square footage of your house. But in the concept of Twitter, numbers only tell a very small part of the story.
And any legitimate Twitter story is built tweet by tweet. Hanzi Lo Wang, NPR News.